Well, the Aussie market is rebounding from yesterday's losses. The ASX 200 firmly higher as we head towards lunch on Thursday. The benchmark index climbing around 50 points or 0.75%. Now, we did see quite a boost earlier in the morning in the fact that the US Federal Reserve decided to cut interest rates by 25 basis points, a quarter of a percent, despite being still relatively upbeat on US economic growth. They were rather uncertain in terms of future interest rate moves with their dot plot not quite clear with a few dissenters in deciding when or where rates should move. We then saw another boost just not too long ago on the back of the release of local August unemployment numbers. The unemployment rate surprisingly ticked higher to 5.3% from the rate of 5.2% in the previous month. The expectation was for unemployment to remain steady. We did see 34,700 jobs added over the month of August, and that certainly beat expectations of around 15,000 jobs to be added. But the participation rate, which is the key reason for the uptick in unemployment, continues to grow past record highs at 66.2%. This certainly has the RBA looking at the unemployment numbers and could mean that the October meeting could be a live meeting with rates potentially moving at the next meeting. So if we have a look at the performance of our market, pretty much every single sector in positive territory, rather broad-based gains. The banks amongst some of the strongest performers, the big four all climbing, ANZ up close to 1%. We've seen some strong moves as well from tech stocks and also telcos, with Telstra up more than 2%. Some of the biggest movers coming through today, Brickworks up solid nearly 5% after coming out with some better than expected full-year results. Also, the likes of Premier Investment and also Bega Cheese lifting around the 5% mark as well. The only real laggards coming through from defensives such as gold stocks, larger gold miners, Newcrest, Northern Star and Evolution down around 2%. The Aussie dollar also falling on the back of the recent August jobs numbers down to around 67.9 US cents.